Yes, today on DNTO, we're looking at the world of fans and just what fans will do to commemorate and celebrate their love for whatever subject they're fans of. Call it passion, call it madness. This kind of zeal can take many forms, as our internet audio tipster John Pellett found out when he went looking for the ultimate audio on a fan website. Hello, John.
Hey, Amanda. Well, it's no secret that all of us here on DNTO are fans of radio. But I think I found the ultimate fan of radio who's put together an amazing fan website that captures what rock and roll radio has sounded like since its inception over 40 years ago.
Oh, so what is the site and who is this super fan behind it?
Well, it's www.rockradioscrapbook, that's all one word, rockradioscrapbook.com. And it's the online creation of a Ryerson University journalism grad, Dale Patterson, in Toronto. Now, he's a huge lifelong fan of radio. And in Dale's words, his site gives people the chance to go back and hear rock and roll radio again the way it was, with the jocks and even the jingles.
Oh, so it's kind of like an audio scrapbook of rock and roll radio through the years. Any idea how popular it is? I mean, how many other radio fans are out there listening on the internet?
Well, Dale estimates he gets something like 300 hits a day. And in the 9 years it's been in operation, he's had something like 500,000 hits.
Wow, that's a lot of crazed radio fans.
So. Radio fans, yeah.
So what's the attraction, John?
Well, first of all, it's free to use, and that's pretty important on the internet.
Yes.
And as Dale points out, the Rock Radio Scrapbook reminds us that a lot of today's music radio is kind of bland and predictable by comparison with the stuff that went on in the past. His air checks of the old DJs may sound a bit dated, but they're also great reminders of how much fun music radio can be.
Well, I'm sure he's talking about commercial radio, not public
radio.
But yes, what are we going to listen to?
Well, our first clip has got to be the granddaddy of rock and roll radio. And I mean the man who coined the term rock and roll and invented the genre on radio. That's American DJ Alan Freed. Now, Alan Freed's career and spirit were broken, very sadly and tragically, in the late 1950s by the Payola scandal, in which many DJs were found guilty of accepting bribes for playing records on the air. But in this clip, here he is, the granddaddy of rock and roll radio, still back on radio on KDAY in Los Angeles in 1960.
Hi again, everybody. Alan Freed on K-Day at the top of the dial until 7 o'clock. We got some great new ones today for you. And your old favorites and all the current hits. And a lot of dedication from guys and gals who've written in. So get your dancing shoes on and welcome. We're going to have a ball.
Geez, John, it kind of makes a gal feel a bit inadequate. My idea of peppy is a little more low-key than Alan Freed's, I think.
Yeah, I think these days he could use a little Demerol or something. But anyway, that is Alan Freed. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the other really influential names in early American Top 40 radio was Dick Clark. Now, you know who he is, right, Amanda?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the old guy who does the Rockin' New Year's Eve TV broadcasts? Back in the 60s. Amazingly, he was one of the hottest young DJs on radio. Now, in this clip, he's on CHUM Chum Radio in a live broadcast from Toronto with Chum DJ Dave Johnson. This is from 1963.
Now, in person for his very first show on CHUM, here is Dick Clark!
That was a taped music, too. Something tells me I won't be getting that kind of reception when DNTO is live from Ottawa next week, John.
Of course you will. Come on, of course you will.
Oh, yeah, they always scream like that.
Exactly. Now, that is radio the way it should be, right? Like a live audience like that, I think that captures so much of what was fun and magic about that radio.
Very vibrant. So you played two early important American DJs. Are there any Canadians on this site?
Oh, yeah, tons of Canadians, although Dale is always looking for more. Now, in the final clip today, here's the fast-talking Canadian DJ Dave Mickey on Hamilton CHIQ, which is now CHAM. It's fascinating because about 15 years later, Dave Mickey evolved into Dave Marsden, an influential program director and the slowest-talking DJ on one of the coolest alternative FM stations in Canada in the 1980s. But here he was as Dave Mickey back in 1964.
Keep your dial at 1280 and keep your ears on the world. Be the first to know. Use Q News.
Oh, yeah, look at that. 27 minutes before 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time on the Dave Mickey Show.
what must he drink before he even started that? Oh, my.
Yeah, and what's so funny is he then became the guy on the radio who talked slow.
And let you absorb everything.
Yeah. So Dave Mickey, just this incredible figure in Canadian radio back on Top 40 days and later in the FM days. And there he was. It sounds corny, but what works for me is the fun, the excitement, and the enthusiasm of music radio. And I'd like to point out there are more recent air checks, as well as lots of text and pictures also on the website.
Wow, it is really cool. Well, let's get back to Dale Patterson, the Uber fan who put the whole thing together from Ryerson. How much work goes into running this?
Well, I'm guessing it took him hundreds of hours to put together, and other radio fans are constantly donating air checks, so he's probably putting in a couple hours every day and a few extra ones on the weekend to keep it up to date.
Well, that just shows he really loves it to do all that work. Thank you so much today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Amanda.
If you're a fan of rock and roll radio and the way it used to sound, John Pellett's internet audio tip this week is the place to go, daddy-o. Check out www.rockradioscrapbook.com.